I see. Well, I was just saying that the story didn't match the plot. So it wasn't the best movie. I know, right? They definitely could have done better with the... Ow. Hey, watch where you're walking, losers. Wait a minute. It's you. And who's your friend here? My name's Victor, but everybody calls me Vic for short. Can we help you with something? Help me with something. Well, aren't you cute? Cute? Hey, who is this guy? Who am I? Seriously? I'm the reason that your friend here keeps ditching chemistry. And math. And science. Oh, and also the reason why they ate lunch in a bathroom stall yesterday. You did what? Why would you do that? You could have came and sat with me. Wait a minute. I know who you are. You're... that guy. Jared, right? Bingo. And you're... their friend? Best friend, actually. Look, I don't know how this started between the two of you, but it's time for you to back off. And stop picking on them, or you're gonna have to start dealing with me. Dealing with you? What, are you gonna be their bodyguard or something? I'm going to protect them. From you. You really are just too cute. Both of you. And I think it's sweet that you want to protect your friend. But let's get something straight right now. Nobody tells me what I can and can't do. And who I can and can't mess with. And by the looks of you... You've been messed with quite a lot, haven't you? By women and men? How dare you suggest such a thing? And I didn't give you permission to touch my face. And feisty, too. I kinda like that. What's wrong with this guy? What do you mean we should go? No way. I'm not about to back down now. I have to show him that he can't keep picking on you like this. You deserve better. Besides, jerks like this need to be put in their place. Put in my place? You know I can hear you, right? Yes, I do. I want you to hear me, so that you know that I'm not afraid of you. Well, in that case, I think the two of us should have a little chat. Why don't you both step into my office? Right this way. Into your office? Come on. I want to take this out of the hall. Somewhere a little more private. That's it. And... move. Hey, you don't have to shove us. This isn't your office. This is just an empty classroom. Now say what you have to say so we can go. Oh, don't worry. I was getting to that. But first, I want to know a little bit more about the two of your relationship. I already told you. We've been best friends since elementary school. But because my family moves a lot, I haven't really been around too much. But we've still kept in close contact over the years. And when we both graduated high school, we decided to enroll at the same college. Which just happened to be this one. So here I am. Got a problem with that?
Do I have a problem with it?
No, not at all. I'm just glad that my little toy has a friend. That's all. Your little toy? What is wrong with you? How can you be so rude? They're not your plaything. And just because I'm here now doesn't mean that I am either. I'm not afraid of you. Neither of us are. What is it? I'm pushing my luck. What do you mean? That's right. Listen to your bestie. You have been pushing your luck with me. In fact, you're lucky I've let this talk continue for so long already. The back-talking, the stubbornness, the standing up and defending yourselves. Oh, no, no, no. That just won't fly with me. But I wanted to see how strong your resolve was, so I brought you in here, to put you in your place, not the other way around. Oh, yeah? Well, go ahead then. I'm waiting. Oh, tough guy. Well, we'll see about that, won't we? Hey, what are you... What's wrong? Does me being this close make you uncomfortable? Maybe you should just admit defeat, and then I'll let the two of you walk out of here. Admit defeat? No way in hell. Do your worst. Why are you flinching like that? What, did you think I was going to beat you up or something? Come now. That wouldn't really do me much good, would it? I have other ways of getting you to submit.
Hey, what the? What the hell was that? Why'd you?
Why'd I what? Kiss you? Because you're cute. And it got you to shut up, didn't it?
Well, I...
Hey, I don't want to hear a word out of you. This is between me and your best friend. Oh, don't be like that. I'm just showing him who the boss is around here. That's all. Why, did you want some of this too? I didn't think so. So just stand there and keep your mouth shut. Aw, see? That wasn't so hard, was it? At least with them, I only have to ask them one time. See, they understand who's in charge. Unlike you. Victor.
You can't just... Stop it.
My oh my. Why do you taste like cherries?
It's probably just my chapstick. But...
I kinda like it. You're gonna be fun to mess with.
I said that's enough!
Well, look at that. You finally found that little bit of strength to push me away. Sucks that your friend had to watch us have a little makeout session. Before you figured out that you could do that.
Damn you. Something's really wrong with you.
Oh, nothing's wrong with me. I just wanted to give you a little taste of what you were messing with.
Back off. That's enough. We're leaving. And don't think that you got to me. This means nothing. Whatever you say. Cherry boy. Come on, let's go. He's clearly not going to listen to reason. Oh, please, don't go yet. We're just getting to the best part. Come on now. Stay and play a while. See? Your bestie seems to get it. Come on, let's go. Why aren't you moving? It'll be worse for you. No, it won't. He's just messing with your head. Don't let it get to you like this. I'm not letting him get to me. So you shouldn't... I don't know him like you do. What's that supposed to mean? Looks like I've trained them well. And what they mean is that if they don't do what I ask, I'm gonna be a lot worse tomorrow. Isn't that right? This is ridiculous. You have no real power over them, or me for that matter. So just cut the crap. Now come on. We're leaving. You're so naive. Let me just show you how much power I really have over your bestie there. Get down on your knees. What are you doing? That's it. Good job. Now it's your friend's turn. What? Like hell. Oh. Well, if you don't, it'll get a lot worse for your other friend here. Damn it. So what do you say, Vic? On your knees. Fine. There. Are you satisfied now? Not even remotely. What are you doing? Let go of my hair. So defiant even now. When you realize that the two of you are helpless against me. I'm gonna teach you a lesson you will never forget. Wait. You can't be serious. You're not really gonna... I'm dead serious. No more playing nice. But wait. Hang on. Hey there, listener. Thank you so much for your support. If you enjoyed this video, please like and subscribe for more. Also, don't forget to leave a comment. I enjoy reading your feedback. And if you would like more exclusive content, click the link down below to join my Patreon. You'll get early access to ASMRs, poll votes, and I might even give you a nickname or two. So what are you waiting for? Come chat with me and tell me a little bit about yourself. I think it's time you and I got to know each other better. But with all of that said, don't forget to drink plenty of water and do a little bit of self-care today. I care about you, and your health is important. So do us both a favor and be good for me. Love, Akihiko Kai.